Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Simawong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. A study conducted by HighSpot and a B2B research partner found that sales playbooks enable reps to become more efficient and effective, making them a crucial component of any sales enablement strategy. In fact, 42% of best-in-class companies use sales playbooks, resulting in better quota attainment, customer retention, and lead conversion rates. So how can you build effective sales plays? Here to discuss this topic is Jillian May Orino, the Manager of Sales Revenue Training and Enablement at Vendor. Thank you for joining us, Jillian. I'd love for you to tell us about yourself, your background, and your role.
Thank you so much for having me, Shauna. I'm really excited to be here. So a little bit about me. I am born and raised in Maine, and I'm actually now back in Maine with my family. I have a husband of 8 years and two little ones. And after having my kiddos, I was trying to think about what I wanted to do when I went back to work. Prior to, I graduated and went right into the world of sales. So I did everything from BDR to full cycle AE to post sales, customer success, account management, and then went on to become a mother, the greatest job of all. And when I thought about what I wanted to do when I went back into the workforce and if I was going to leave my babies, what would fulfill me enough to do that? And enablement at the time was still relatively new. And when I think about it, at my core, I am an enabler through words, content, tools, and processes. I am somebody who really strives to support others. And I love the art of selling. I love everything that goes into selling and being able to enable sellers to find everything that they need at their fingertips, be their best version of themselves, and coach them through that has been really fulfilling over the last few years.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jillian. Now, to start, you actually leveraged HighSpot at a previous company and now at Vendor. Given this experience, how have you seen an enablement platform play a really key role in the revenue tech stack?
Yeah, I think an enablement platform provides the tools and resources to enable sales teams to be more effective and efficient in their roles, bottom line. It helps reps stay informed and prepared throughout the entire sales process. And it's meeting them where they're at, really looking to not disrupt their day-to-day workflow. And so by equipping sales teams with the right information and tools at the right time, in the right way, the enablement platform is really improving their productivity and enables them to ultimately close more deals effectively, leading to increased revenue. And I think an enablement platform also facilitates the training and onboarding process for new sales hires. So it provides a centralized repository for training materials, product knowledge, and best practices, really playing a key role in not only getting new hires up to speed, but then that ongoing reinforcement and support throughout their entire time.
I love that it is absolutely essential to the revenue tech stack. At Vendor, what are some of the key business initiatives that HighSpot helps to support?
Yeah, that's a great question. I joined Vendor, and one of the first questions that I had was, do you have HighSpot? And that just goes to show how crucial it was to me at my previous company. And at the time, you know, we were making a lot of process improvements and changes to the business as we became more of a platform product company. And HighSpot has really, the core purpose is really here to enable sales teams, again, to be more effective and efficient and ensuring that they get the right information at the right time. And so we use HighSpot for everything from onboarding all the way through ongoing and reinforcement. We have competitive plays. We have persona-based plays. We outline our sales process broken down by stage and really so they understand everything that goes into each stage and out of each stage. We meet them where they're at in Salesforce so that they don't have to leave their workflow. One of the biggest things we did when we launched HighSpot here, we lined it up with our sales kickoff earlier this year when we launched our SLG or sales-led growth playbook. And so we built that with HighSpot. And another thing that we do that has really been a big initiative here to make sure that sales reps are getting the right information at the right time is we launched a weekly sales digest, and that is sent via HighSpot as well, built in HighSpot and sent via HighSpot, which really allows them to get that highlighted bookended information of all the things that are getting thrown at them via Slack or in meetings or in trainings, and have that end cap at the end of every week, surfacing up what they need to know and make sure they can take action on heading into the following week.
You touched on this, but one area where your company has seen a lot of success in HighSpot is through sales plays. In fact, you've achieved, I believe, a 91% play adoption rate, which is absolutely incredible. Jillian, can you tell our audience about your sales play strategy and how they support your key business initiatives?
Absolutely. So when we think about a sales play, I want to think about really at the most granular level, right? Like we could have a discovery sales play, but within that discovery sales play, I want to have a discovery sales play specifically to our CFO persona and getting as granular as we can so that reps can pull up the right sales scenario, the right play, and execute. And we break down our sales play with the guidance and the best practices from HighSpot into the what to know, what to say, what to show, and what to do framework. And when I think about those sections, you know, the what to know section is really where we're educating our audience about the scenario with context, information, training materials, FAQs. And the person really responsible for this section is our topic subject matter expert. So if we are doing a competitive battle card, our product marketing manager who owns our competitive intel is really owning that what to know section, where we clearly explain why the play was created, why its content matters, and highlight information like what is it for, who is it for, what outcomes does it drive. And then we incorporate any training courses to solidify the new knowledge around that play, if it's a launch or a competitive battle card. The next section is what to say. And within this section is where we're really preparing our audience to have an effective conversation with the prospect or customer through talking points, questions to ask, highlighting gong calls of what good looks like so that they can see that and replicate that and start to practice, as well as customer stories. Now, the person that we have responsible for this section is the audience subject matter expert. The enablement partner is partnering on all of these sections, but the audience subject matter expert really is, who is this play intended for? If it's intended for a sales rep, I may bring on a rep to help me make sure that this is resonating and this is exactly what they need from a what to say standpoint, where we create different sections for more granularity and give them examples of questions that they can ask to help uncover situations, for example, where this new product launch might be a good fit. We may include demo tracks here or competitive daggers that help reps get familiar with how similar competing products might be positioned. So the what to say section is all about giving them the snippets and the talk track that they need to be successful with this sales play. The what to show section, the goal here is to provide our audience with the most relevant and effective content to engage the prospect or customer either before, during, or after the meeting. So this may be white papers, case studies, email templates that might be a follow-up template that's easy for them to plug and play, demo videos. The what to show is really external facing content. And the person, individual responsible for this section is, again, the topic subject matter expert, along with the enablement SME. And then we'll have best practices here around the content that can be pitched, again, before, during, or after. And the last section is the what to do section. And this is specifically where we detail the steps that our audience needs to take in the given scenario. So depending on the play, this section could include something from updating the account progress in Salesforce to coordinating logistics for a meeting as a follow-up. And the most often responsible person here is the audience SME as well. We also add a need help section to the play. So they have the contact information for the topic subject matter expert, as well as enablement subject matter expert.
Thank you for outlining that. I think those are some phenomenal best practices. In your opinion, if you could sum it up, what does a good sales play look like?
I remember the first time that I was onboarded with HighSpot, and I'm not somebody that likes to replicate the wheel or reinvent the wheel. So I like to follow best practices that HighSpot has laid out. And I believe they said like 2.5 scrolls with your mouse. So you don't want to have too much information where the intended audience feels overwhelmed, while also making it super digestible. And the what to know, say, show, do framework really allows for them to go to the exact section that they're looking for. They may go to a play multiple times and need a different section depending on what their action is that they're taking. So it's really important to make it digestible. And I think that the best sales plays do really have that baseline information on the what to know section, very clear, actionable what to say snippets, talk tracks, highlighting what good looks like, and then clear follow-up templates and what to do sort of actions to make sure that they're completing the best practice cycle through whatever it is that they're learning and or executing on that sales play.
That's absolutely a fantastic definition of what good looks like. As I mentioned, you guys have an amazing adoption rate. What are some of your best practices for driving adoption of sales plays among your reps?
I love this question because I answer it pretty much the same anytime anyone asks me how enablement is successful. My opinion is that everything lives and dies at the frontline management level. And what I mean by that is without your buy-in from your frontline managers, your reps will not adopt HighSpot or sales plays. The frontline managers really need to be there to drive that adoption and reinforcement and making sure that it's ingrained in their workflow and their day-to-day. And so one thing that we've done is really leverage the weekly sales digest that I send via HighSpot. And let's say we're launching a new sales play. The following Monday in their weekly team meetings, their managers are, for better or for worse, pop quizzing them on what was shared in the digest and then specifically in the sales plays. And that really got them in the habit of at least reviewing once over on Friday and then knowing where their resource is. The second piece is, I think, allowing for reps to access the sales play in their day-to-day workflow that they're already in gives them no other option because it's right in front of their face in the opportunity view with the HighSpot frame. So they know if they're in a competitive scenario at a certain stage in the sales process, the right sales play is going to meet them right there and they can easily click on it and access it without even leaving Salesforce.
I couldn't agree more. It is essential to build it in the workflows that your reps are in on a daily basis. And how has your sales play strategy helped you to impact the productivity of your reps?
Honestly, I think it's really comes down to them knowing how to fish for themselves. They don't have to take that extra step to Slack me and say, hey, how would I approach this scenario? Or, hey, where can I find this piece of content? And they know now that all of those things that they need are at their fingertips with HighSpot. They can backslash in Slack, HighSpot, and search for whatever they need. And I think that that really has impacted their productivity because they're not wasting that time searching or asking others. They know exactly where it is when they need it.
Absolutely. And in today's day and age, I think impacting productivity is absolutely critical for organizations to do more with less. What role do sales plays play in your broader enablement strategy? And what are some of the key components of your enablement strategy?
I think sales plays play a crucial role in our broader enablement strategy in a few different ways. They are targeted and orchestrated approaches that guide our reps on how to engage with prospects and customers effectively throughout the sales process. So they really do provide a structured framework, that no say, show, do, that aligns with the organization, with vendors' sales objectives, customer needs, and desired outcomes. Sales plays also ensure consistency and alignment. So they help our reps tailor their approach to specific buyer personas, industries, or different sales scenarios. And they, again, like I said, provide a proven framework for engaging with prospects. So they really do facilitate this continuous improvement and optimization of sales approaches. And we're able to track and analyze the outcomes of the different sales plays, gather the insights on what's working best and what's not. And then it allows us to have this feedback loop that enables the refinement and enhancement of sales plays over time. So while sales play is the starting point of a lot of the things that we do in our enablement strategy, it's also providing us that feedback loop that ensures the sales team is equipped with the most effective strategies to drive revenue growth. And we're learning from those analytics and insights constantly.
I'd love to know, how does your holistic enablement strategy help to also drive sales productivity?
I love this question because I really enjoy taking a step back and looking at enablement from a holistic view, because there are so many different components, and day to day in my role, I can get lost in only one of these sort of pillars, if you will. And when you take a step back, you're really thinking about a few different pillars. The first is training and onboarding. So by providing structured training on product knowledge and sales methodologies, objection handling, and effective communication, our reps are equipped with the necessary skills to perform their roles efficiently very early on in their journeys at vendor. The second piece is the content management piece. So a key aspect of enablement is clearly effective content management, which we achieve through HighSpot. And we are able to provide the reps easy access to up-to-date, relevant, personalized content that helps them engage with prospects more effectively. The next piece is our sales process optimization. So we're analyzing and optimizing the sales process, looking to eliminate bottlenecks and really streamline their workflow. And then by identifying inefficiencies or redundancies or even areas of improvement in the sales process, we're able to implement changes that lead to increased productivity. The next big pillar is sales technology integration, HighSpot being a main piece of that. We integrate the majority of our tech stack into Salesforce with HighSpot, with SalesLoft, with Gong. We're really able to give this sort of seamless integration, giving our reps a unified view of their customer, of the customer data, streamlining their data entry, and then they can spend less time navigating between those different tools and systems, which results in increased efficiency and more time dedicated to selling. We have the continuous learning and development pillar, where we're promoting a culture of ongoing learning by providing ongoing support, coaching, and resources to help sales reps enhance their skills and knowledge. And then lastly, the analytics and insights pillar of our holistic enablement strategy is crucial so that we can gain valuable insights into rep performance, content effectiveness, and then sales trends to understand what's working and where we might have areas for improvement.
Amazing results at vendor. Last question for you, Jillian. What are some of the key business outcomes that you've achieved through HighSpot? And do you have any data points you can share with us?
Yeah, I have my sync with our HighSpot CSM later today, actually. And so I'm hoping we can get some more fresh data points. But I think that truly the biggest win of all, as I said earlier, is getting reps to fish for themselves and knowing where their resources are. That was a huge pain point for us prior to HighSpot. We're at the point now where more and more cross-functional employees are asking, hey, what's HighSpot? Can we get access? And thinking of more and more use cases that we can use it for across the business that isn't just the standard sales enablement use cases that you would think of. I think the other thing that's been really impactful is the use of microsites. Reps are able to really deliver this world-class experience to their prospects of what it would look like to work with Vendor and being able to give them this one-stop shop for all of the content that they're reviewing, their calls that they're, you know, the recordings from the calls that they've attended, making it very easy for them to go to their microsite, see all the things that they need to know about Vendor as they're making their business case and decision, and have it there very easy for them to access. So not only are we making it easy for our reps to access information, we're also making it easy for our prospects and customers to access information. All in all, I don't know what we would do without HighSpot.
Well, I absolutely love hearing that. And Jillian, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. I appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.